George Washington U decides Girls Who Code Club violates discrimination policy. By Tom Sicotta on October 25, 2020. George Washington University told several student clubs this week that their policies violate the university's rules on discrimination. One student organization, a computer programming club that was previously exclusively open to females, will now be required to admit male students. According to a report by the College Fix, 23 student groups at George Washington University will be forced to revise their policies by the end of the calendar year. As a result of the university's decision to enforce its pre-existing policy on discrimination, one student organization called Girls Who Code will be required to admit male students. GWU's Director of Student Involvement and Leadership Ann Graham told 23 student organizations last week that they will be required to revise their bylaws. The student organizations targeted by Graham reportedly violated a university policy that bans discrimination on the basis of gender, race, or religion. The university does allow organizations to choose between open and selective criteria for membership. However, selective criteria for general membership into the organization must abide by university policy, including its non-discrimination policies. The university wrote in an email, adding that student organizations cannot use sex, gender, gender identity or gender expression as a basis on which to exclude a potential member. Some students aren't pleased with the administration's decision to enforce its rules against discrimination. Senior Zoe Alds, the president of a campus sorority, argued that the rule change could negatively impact safe spaces for women on campus. "We are concerned that these changes could undermine safe spaces for women, non-binary and gender non-conforming people on campus," Aide said. Breitbart News reported in September that GWU professor Jessica Krug had admitted in a blog post that she had lied for years about her race. Krug had told her colleagues and students that she was a black woman. In reality, Krug claims that she is a white Jewish child from Kansas City. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.